Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
The College of Agricultural and Life Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison will host the 9th annual World Food Prize Wisconsin Youth Institute on Monday, April 10th. This event brings together high school students in grades 9 through 12 from across Wisconsin to learn more about critical global challenges. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. Lauren Christensen, Prospective Student Services Coordinator at UW-Madison, explains what this institute is and how to be involved.
The Wisconsin Youth Institute is a partnership between the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the World Food Prize Foundation. So there are youth institutes all around the United States and select other countries, and students in high school grades 9 through 12 can participate in the institute closest to their hometown with the goal of attending the Global Youth Institute every year in October. So for our specific youth institute, high school students will engage with local leaders and experts on critical global challenges, will participate in hands-on activities with faculty, staff, and students on our campus, and explore different ways to make a difference in Wisconsin and around the world. The World Food Prize, which we coordinate with, was founded by Dr. Norman Borlaug, who was a Nobel Peace Prize winner who saved over a billion people from famine and starvation. So the World Food Prize just wants to celebrate individuals who are significantly improving global food security, and they're a really great partner with our youth institute.
Why should youth participate in the event? What's that draw?
First, the event is a really great professional development opportunity for students. You'll get to meet other youth from around the state of Wisconsin. Students will get to work on their public speaking and presentation skills, and then also make connections with UW-Madison faculty, staff, and students. If a student is at all interested in food insecurity and the things that impact it, so anything from plants, water scarcity, renewable energy, to animal health, climate change, infectious diseases, infrastructure, the list goes on and on. But any student that's interested in those kind of things will get out a lot of participating in this event.
What will the youth be doing? I know you kind of touched on it already, but how will they be participating? What does that really look like once they're part of this institute?
Prior to the institute, students will have submitted a research paper on a global challenge and their proposed solution. So students get to choose what global challenge and country that they want to focus on with help from a mentor. So whether that be an FFA advisor, a teacher, anyone like that. And the morning portion of our institute is really going to be dedicated to students sharing and discussing this research. Students will also be scored by our experts, and the top students are invited to be sent to the Global Youth Institute in October. And then in the afternoon, we're really going to shift our focus onto food insecurity in Wisconsin and the U.S. by having sessions with faculty members and student leaders who are currently really doing that work and research.
What is the benefit of them being involved in this program, not only while they're doing it, but the things they can take with them afterwards, and even the overall benefit for the agriculture industry as a whole?
Students will, once they finish out the day with us, they'll be officially recognized as a Borlaug Scholar with the World Food Prize, which means that if they are picked, they qualify to go to the Global Youth Institute, which, again, it was with students from all around the country and the world who are really dedicated to the same type of things. You get to connect with leaders from around the world as well. You also, if you participate in any event, so the Wisconsin Youth Institute, the Global Youth Institute, students will also qualify to apply for paid USDA fellowships as well as international internships. So again, you just get to experience a lot of other things if you participate in this event.
What is the overall goal of this program?
The overall goal really is to engage our high school students with local leaders and experts on critical global food security challenges. We really want students to network, participate in hands-on science activities on our campus, and again, just explore with each other how they can make a difference in Wisconsin.
So what's next after the program ends then? I know you mentioned they get to be recognized, but what are the steps or things that they can take with them throughout the rest of their life?
So afterwards, something that's cool is the students will be contacted with feedback from their research paper and presentation, really one-on-one detailed feedback. So students can take that moving forward, you know, in school, if you're going to go into further schooling or just any sort of profession after high school. Also, just the things that the students will learn on our campus and if they choose to do any of the activities afterwards, we've heard has been really, really helpful for students and learning about their passions and what they really want to do and focus on. And then students will be contacted as well about the Global Youth Institute and other opportunities for them moving forward. So registration for this year's event is closing on Friday, March 24th, since our event is coming up on April 10th. But this event is held every year on UW-Madison's campus. So I'm excited to hopefully be able to see more and more students participate and different schools around the state participate. We haven't had an in-person event in a couple of years, so I'm excited to get it back up and running again.
If somebody is interested and has more questions, who can they contact or where should they look?
We have a website. It's worldfoodprize.org. And you can search for our Wisconsin Youth Institute on that website. Otherwise, people can always contact me. My email address is laurynchristianson@wisc.edu.
That was Lauren Christensen, Prospective Student Services Coordinator at UW-Madison. Reminder that the deadline to apply is March 24th. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebacker.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.